Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Just call me numero uno. I like the sound of that, don't you? That sounds good, doesn't it? Oh, boy, howdy, do we have fun around here, or what? Most of it is at my expense, too. I've noticed that. Have you noticed that lately? Most of the fun we have around here is at my expense. Well, you know what I've said for a long time, folks? If you can't laugh at yourself, if you can't learn how to laugh at yourself, you're going to miss some of the best laughs of your life. Because here's the thing. People are going to laugh at you. Other people are going to laugh at you. And so you can either look at them, you know, and say, what are you talking about? Or you can just join them and have some fun with them. That's what I'd prefer to do. I like laughing at myself because I'm funny. I'm fun. I love me. I Giovanni Cortolo is with us, folks. He's director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, I love me. Don't you love you?
I tell you, you got to start at home. I'm one of your biggest fans, Jim. And I tell you, what you do is just fantastic for small business. And it's hard to ignore all the great things that are happening on this show.
See why I love Giovanni Cortolo, folks? But, you know, and folks, as you've heard me say before, if he weren't such a smart guy, even if he weren't working so hard for you and me up on Capitol Hill, even if he weren't one of the coolest guys I know, I'd still invite him on the show because of his name. Don't you just love Giovanni Cortolo? What a great name. So much better name than Blasingame.
Well,
Giovanni
Cortolo. Trouble is, I can't make money off of it. That's the problem.
Giovanni, you're our guy up on the Capitol Hill with your ear to the ground, paying attention to what's going on up there, and finding out whether we're being hurt or helped by what's going on at Capitol Hill. What's your assessment right now?
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a very legislative active year. You know, a lot of people say, well, nothing happens in a presidential election year, and this is the first presidential election campaign that we've had since '52 in which the sitting president or the vice president hasn't been running for office.
I've been saying now for some time that that 08 economically and politically is going to be the most interesting year probably of my life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
On all the different levels.
Well, this Congress cannot afford, they have to prove that they're going to be agents of change. They can't afford to say they're going to sit back and do nothing. They can't get that message across. And we're heading into we're teetering on recession. So it's a platform for a lot of things to happen on Capitol Hill. The House returned yesterday. The Senate will return on January 22nd. The President's State of the Union will happen on the 28th of January, and a week later we'll have the budget. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going to happen.
And then after that we have the Super Bowl. So, I mean, a lot of stuff going on. Lots of going on, right?
Well, I tell you, I see a whole lot of things happening.
But now, you mentioned, Giovanni, you said that they're going to have to make things happen. They're going to have to be the agents of change. But that, by definition, Giovanni, means they're going to have to compromise with the president, and the president's going to have to compromise with Congress, doesn't
it? Right. Sometimes that's a good thing. I know on appropriations, we've had one of the lowest increases in the size of government last year that we've ever had. And unfortunately, under the Republicans in the House and Senate and the presidency, we had a lot of spending. Last year, we didn't. So
we now know which party is the big spending party, don't we, Giovanni?
Right.
It's whichever one is in control.
Right, exactly. So divided government is something that
I don't have a problem with it myself.
Yeah,
look at what the Republicans and Bill Clinton accomplished.
Exactly.
A lot of good stuff. I mean, we had welfare reform. We basically cleaned up welfare and made millions of people who previously weren't available to the marketplace. I don't even want to know where our country would be right now, Giovanni, if we hadn't cleaned up welfare reform. If we hadn't had welfare reform.
Well, I agree. And right now we're really teetering on recession. They're going to have to address early an economic stimulus package.
What do you think about that? I think it's unseemly for the government to run around saying, "Oh my gosh, we're going to have a recession. Let's give everybody $250." I just don't like the sound of that, Giovanni.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, that's where the division is. You know, are we going to spur small businesses to lead us out of this possible recession, or are we going to give it to the do spending or
dole
the
money
unemployment
out.
Benefits?
Exactly. Let's treat the disease, not the symptom, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Giovanni's going to talk to us about when we come right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Lead singer of The Platters. If it gets better than that, I don't know what it is. Folks, if it's something better than that. Mm-mm-mm. Welcome back, 17 Till. Giovanni Cortolo. You don't remember that music, do you, Giovanni?
Oh, I think I do. Good Italian family like mine.
There you go. Yeah, that's the Platters. They're good stuff. Giovanni, folks, is the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right?
Yep, www.us.uschamber.com.
uschamber.com. And, folks, you can find all the things that the Chamber does there for, that the U.S. Chamber does for you. And Giovanni is dedicated to advocating your position, the things that are best for you on Capitol Hill. You're up there going best two falls out of three with Congress and the administration, aren't you?
No, you better believe it. My party is the small business party,
and that's the one
I adhere to.
That's exactly right. And we were just talking, folks, about the last thing we were talking about when we went to break, Giovanni, is what is the government's role in stimulating the economy? Where do they plug in, ladies and gentlemen? Do they plug in by throwing a blanket over a sick patient, which in my opinion would be, you know, the heating oil subsidies, Giovanni, giving everybody a tax rebate or whatever? Or do they say, let's find out what it would take to get this patient well so they can put their own blanket over them?
Well, you know something, Jim. If you want to stimulate the economy, you just give small businesses a few extra tax breaks and
Bingo.
Just head them in the right direction. And doggone it, you'll never look back.
I have been saying for a long time that small business will lead this economy out of whatever we're in.
Yeah, and it has to be a broad-based approach. It's,
yeah.
Right now you're seeing economic stimulus as a issue that's going to be teed up because it's a domestic issue. Certainly the party in power doesn't want to be seen as encouraging us to go deeper into a recession. So there's a division there. And right now you see Democrats lining up against boosting unemployment benefits, infrastructure spending, which can be good, but heating oil subsidies and giving
everyone... That's what the Democrats want to do, right?
Yes. Republicans, you see them talking more along the lines of investment tax credits, bonus depreciation, Section 179 or small business expensing, which
we
really hold high. And this could really spur... It's twofers, because when you get more money in the hands of small businesses, they're going to spend it in growing their businesses and increasing their payroll.
And keeping people working,
right?
Giving people raises that deserve
right.
it, hiring more people, putting people to work, and also, I mean, look, Giovanni, think about this. You know this very well, folks. The U.S. economy, over half of the U.S. economy is produced by small business. So you give that one sector a leg up, That's a big ripple through the economy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, another thing, my hat's off to small business owners. They're the last people to lay off people. I mean,
yes.
That's the, you know,
yes.
The owners will take cuts in their salary.
They do it every day. They do it every day.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We've all been there, Jim. But this is an area that we will see a certainly stark divisions on. You'll see the president outline a stimulus package, and then you'll see in his State of the Union, and you'll see the Democrats come back with a counter package based on certainly their constituents. So it'll be an interesting fight as to how this package shapes up.
You think it'll wind up being a mix?
Possibly. You know, I know one thing that I think small business expensing will make the cut because
One thing that concerns me about that one and for people to kind of count on that as a big deal, Giovanni, I got to push back just a little bit because Section 179 expensing is already at 125.
Right.
125,000.
Right.
Most small business owners don't need to expense, you know, capital items greater than that right now.
Yep, you're right.
How are they going to sweeten that pot? I'm confused about that.
Well, there's they would double it and also double the phase out. But there's other things in there like net.
How about a credit instead of a deduction though?
Well, investment tax credit is another thing being talked about.
ITC worked like a charm in the 80s.
Yep, it did, and that's another area that's talked about. Loss carry forward, carry back. In other words, if you're making a loss, let's be able to cover that loss into more profitable years that you've had several years back.
What is it, three years now? Loss carry forward, three years, you can go back 3 years.
Yeah, well, let's go back a couple extra.
It used to be farther than that, yeah.
Absolutely, and this way you can get money in your hands right now, and that's something that small businesses could use. So these are the items that I think will be talking. And, of course, we're talking AMT, too. As you well know, it was there was a one-year pass. Right. It was one-year patch passed last year. It's cost us $60 billion. It wasn't paid for. Mm-hmm. We have that can. We have to kick down the road again this year.
And that's what's happening. We've got so – here's the thing, Giovanni. We've got so many problems that should have been fixed by past so-called leadership. But there was no leadership, so they, as you say, to use your term, they kicked that problem down the can for somebody else to deal with it. Well, eventually, you know what? We got a street full of cans. We can't cross the street.
Right. Well, the two other ones, SCHIP was a six-month reauthorization.
Right. The Children's Health.
Right. Physician fees that were reduced on a six-month basis.
Right. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. I'm going to ask Giovanni who he thinks is going to be the president next year. You know, he knows about these things. Tintil, we'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. Check them out. Lots of stuff there. Be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Be sure to check out our show, all the different ways you can listen, and the articles that are there, the Brain Trust members. Our blog is there. We update every weekday. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. So check all those out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Giovanni is Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, small business owners are so busy managing their own business that and taking care of things, making payroll on Friday, that they really don't always have time, and they think they don't. In some cases, they really don't have the time to get as involved in politics as maybe they ought to. But this is a year where they need to pay more attention, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They can't afford to stick their head in the sand. There's too many very, very important issues, healthcare, energy, that are on the table, and they're going to determine their lives. They cannot be retroactive on these. They have to be proactive.
So the way you do that, folks, is you find an organization that represents your small business interests, an organization that you can feel comfortable with, maybe more than one, like as I do, and make and contribute to their efforts. And that's what Giovanni, that's what your members do for you. That's what other organizations have members who do this. Don't you agree with me? Find some organization that you can feel comfortable with, that you believe speaks your language. Support them with your financial support and your other support, so that they can take the fight to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know something? They could go one step further. Every House of Representatives is up for re-election. They can invite them to their business, let them see firsthand what the problems they're having, and get them to be more pro-business. I don't care what side of the fence they're on. Every vote counts, and you have to be very active in those state and local politics. I mean,
did you ever hear George McGovern's story after he ran a bed and breakfast? Tell the audience that story. Isn't that a great one?
Oh, that's unbelievable. He said, look, if I had known all the regulations I would have had faced when I was in government, I would have never left government.
and he would have voted differently.
Oh, yeah.
He said all the things that I imposed on small businesses as a Democrat liberal, I would have voted differently.
Yeah.
You know,
so
if we get these guys to come to your business and you show them, you know, the down and dirty of operating a small business, we don't have to wait till they leave Congress and go run a B&B. You can educate them right now.
Oh, absolutely. And small businesses, that strums the heartstrings of both parties. So it's regardless of Democrats or Republicans, you have a good inroad there.
But Giovanni, we got to quit letting them just give lip service to us by just saying small business. We can't let these politicians on either side of the aisle use our name. I consider it to be using our name in vain, Giovanni.
Oh, I agree.
When they invoke our name, but yet they don't do the things that they say that they're going to do to help us.
Well, I call it hug 'em and mug 'em. I mean, they're hugging you with
one arm
and they're mugging you with the second.
Exactly.
And you really have to, you have to hold their feet to the fire, and that's accountability. Everybody wants small business on their side, regardless of whether it's which party it is. But you have to hold them accountable.
My congressman is a pretty good guy. And he's pretty good on small business. But one year he dipped below, his voting record dipped below what I thought it should have been. And I saw him one day and I said, you know what? You didn't have a good voting record on small business this year. He said, really? I said, no, sir, you better go check it. And he was surprised. And because he wanted to be. He went and checked it. And next year it went up. It went back up.
Well, that's what you have to do. I mean,
you have to remind them. Because they don't always know in this bill or that bill how it affects small business, do they?
No, and they really don't. We as lobbyists up here on the Hill can tell them till we're blue in the face. We don't have the same credibility as the constituents back home. All politics are local.
That's right.
And it's very meaningful when a constituent calls a congressman or a house or a senator and says, look, this is how I feel.
Emails. Hey, Giovanni, I got to wrap it up. Are you ready to call the presidency this year?
I can tell you exactly who it's going to be. It's the one with the most votes, no matter who she may be.
Oh, you're bailing out on me, Giovanni. Hey, Giovanni, Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Giovanni Curtolo, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.